Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
And away we go. Welcome to show number 2,995.
That'd be five shows away from 3,000. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill.
D. Ted Smith. Robin Fox. And Mike Hawk. Hi, the men's room. On tap today, here come the bad jokes, bitches. The return of Ted versus the FCC. Get ready to play Profile This.
Plus headlines, the men's room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
The clack.
All right, here we go. New York man fakes his abduction to get out of having to pay all of his Super Bowl bets. Meanwhile, hanging off of a train to get pictures for Instagram is about as dumb as it gets. Rhode Island drunk driver busted after getting into wreck with 41 cars. With a beer on his console, Wisconsin man gets 10th DWI while heading to bars. And a California man on a bike tries to outrun a train. Yeah. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, most of us are familiar with the saying, home is where the heart is. And maybe that's true. But one thing that is true is that home is where weird crap happens. In Sacramento, a couple discovered that someone had broken into their home and used their bathroom to shower together. There's more to the story when they saw the fat man walk out with one of their towels wrapped around himself. In Illinois, a state senator helped police apprehend a man who'd broken into a home. But just to make things weird, the guy broke into the home naked. Why? Because weird things happen at the house. And it doesn't have to be an intruder to mess up the home life. We told you about the man with no arms who grabbed a pair of scissors with his feet and stabbed his father in the stomach during an argument at their home. And sometimes animals do their parts. In Minnesota, a dog dialed 911 five times. In West Virginia, four rattlesnakes had to be removed from a home. The people weren't really in any danger because they were keeping them as pets, you see. But look, weird things happen in a home. There could have been a murder in your home. Maybe the house is haunted. We don't know. But today, this is what we want to talk about, and here is the question. What's the craziest thing that's ever happened at your home?
Be part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hello, Michelle, and away we go. Welcome to show number 2,995.
with a large and a charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. We are five shows away from show number 3,000. That is right, ladies and gentlemen. Only five shows away from hitting the big number there. It's been almost a little over 14 years. It took us this long to do that many shows.
Yeah, we're trying to do the math on that. We, our listener Jolly Joe, because he's weird and obsessive and creepy, he had a picture of a marquee outside of a Hard Rock.
Outside the Hard Rock downtown in Seattle.
Yeah, for our 1,000th show, mm-hmm. and that was from 2009.
And then, of course,
2009.
Right.
That was 1,000 in 2009. Right.
And then
10 years later, so we're just guesstimate roughly every 5 years.
The and then our show number 2000 party, the Seahawks threw us a huge party celebration.
Very nice of them.
And they actually ended up kicking off the NFL season for us that Thursday evening. And Soundgarden played.
What
Ariana
season
Grande
was that?
Played. Who else played?
That was right after they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
What season? Was the
fall.
Oh, I see where this is going
you.
Today.
Thank you.
But yeah, we are we're getting ready. We have a feeling there's quite a buzz going around in the office. There's a lot more people milling around. Promotions people have to obviously get ready for this.
Our boss even pulled us aside today, did he not?
Oh, he did, absolutely. He said, don't get too excited, but you know, you should be excited. And we said, all right, gosh darn it, we're going to have a good show, and we're going to just wait and count them down and have some fun. Five shows away from 3,000. Bad jokes on the way today, right before we drink a toast with a shot of the day. The exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. It was a late night, Ted, but we pulled through
and again,
came up
Miles,
with some great tongue twisters.
Again, let me just say this. You're a modest guy. Miles has been on fire. Some of the rhymes and tongue twisters that you've been crafting over the last 4 weeks, I would say.
Right.
I don't know what has inspired you, but man, I feel second rate compared to the wittiness that you've contributed.
I had a great rhyme for tongue punch. You know what I mean? I'm just on fire. Nothing's stopping me now. But yeah, we got a really good one coming up for Ted versus the.
That's my favorite kind of punch to serve.
Yes, exactly.
When you make your, just keep this in mind at your next holiday party.
Just put a big cow tongue
in
it. Just put a big cow tongue in it.
Make your own punch, just so when people say, "What do you call it?" you say, "I call this tongue punch."
Yes, exactly. And then put a big cow tongue in the middle of it.
And then try my donkey punch down there. I'm telling you, I have.
You got to turn around when you drink it.
A couple things you need to do, but it's delicious.
Oh, boy. Okay, on to the question today. What is the craziest thing that's ever happened in your home? We'll start with this one. And this one happened in Sacramento, California. I'm sure our friends down at 98 Rock there probably already heard the story. It says a downtown Sacramento couple was left feeling shocked and violated after two people broke into their home. The first thing that hits me is the smell. Sewer mixed with vomit, mixed with BO, mixed with dirty feet. Yeah, it made my eyes water.
So, of course, the people that have to break into your house have to also be the stinkiest people in Sacramento.
Yeah. The smell hit one Carrie Halen as soon as she hit the downstairs portion of her home a few weeks ago when she went to check on the noise.
Smell it.
That's when she says she came across a very large, 6-foot-plus man, 200 pounds, naked, with my towel wrapped around him.
Your towel is very soft.
The intruder was not alone. Halen and her partner, Glenn, also found another person, a naked woman, using the shower. Halen says the two guests helped themselves to the oven and electric heater as well. I'm looking at him and I go, what are you doing? After a heated argument and a call to 911, Halen said that they finally left. Sacramento police said the two were arrested in a downtown area of Sacramento, a few blocks from the home. I think the one thing I'd say is don't get into a confrontation with anybody in your house if you can't help it.
Well, they said a heated argument. I'm thinking, like, what are you arguing, dude? You broke into my house. You're wearing my towel around your giblets.
Yeah, and in this case,
why are you mad at me?
There's a big homeless population downtown. They live in the middle of downtown. He said, for the most part, in the downtown area, they're just wanting to stay dry, maybe get something to eat. Still, the encounter was frightening for Halen. She says police informed her the two are already out of jail, and that's not sitting well with her. So she's hoping that she doesn't find them again in her shower.
You have a lovely shower head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would be horrible.
Yep.
Well, sure.
Then we go to
mine. It's like I get people breaking in to steal stuff, but if somebody was just in my place showering, I'd be like, what the hell?
That's even.
Would you change the soap?
Better or worse? Yeah, I'm not using that soap again. I'd be like, hey, you know what, man? Go ahead and take that bar of soap.
What if it was like an Old Spice squeezable?
That's what I'm saying. I have squeezable soap, so.
Well, okay. Would you change it? I mean, would you change it? Switch it out?
Squeezable, you're safe.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
I do too.
A bar of soap, I feel like you'd see a hair.
I'm keeping
the
shampoo. You know what I mean? Anything in a bottle, that's good.
Yeah,
I'll open the bottle and look in, but that's about it.
Would you get rid of your toothbrush?
Absolutely.
I sure as hell
would. Absolutely, yep.
Yeah.
I might even change. I might even take, like,
two or three rolls of the toilet paper off and just flush that. You know what I mean?
I think the toilet, I think you check your deodorant and your toothbrush, just get rid of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it's a bar of soap, definitely, and your loofah, washcloth, anything.
You're getting new towels.
The other question
so
is,
you're, get rid getting, of you're your, getting brand new towels.
What about your nail clippers?
I don't think they would go that far.
I think they would. I'd get rid of
them. It depends on how much time they have.
But this is the other question. Those people must have stunk for days on end.
Sure.
What was the final thing? Like, what happened that final morning where they said, we got to break in and take a shower?
I can't take it anymore.
I don't think you realize.
I know I stink.
I don't think you realize how bad you smell when you smell that bad.
You don't, but other people do. So you can still see the reaction of people. I didn't know my fly was down, but based on where everyone's eyes go, I say, hey, my fly might be down.
Now we go to Randolph County, West Virginia. Four timber rattlesnakes have been seized from a home in Randolph County. According to officials with the West Virginia Natural Resources Police, a search warrant was executed at the home, and during the search, four undersized rattlesnakes were found.
Undersized.
Undersized. You see, in the state of West Virginia, it is perfectly legal to own one timber rattlesnake as long as it's at least 42 inches long.
So about 3.5 feet long. It has to be at least that long.
It has to be at least 42 inches long for you to own it as a pet.
See, that's kind of the opposite of most things. Like, you can own a cat. I have a cat. But I can't own a tiger because my cat is considerably smaller than a, I don't know. But
I actually know baby rattlesnakes are more venomous.
That's what it is.
They can't control their venom.
Right, right.
And I'm sorry that I know that. That's absolutely ridiculous.
You come from a state where you keep them as a pet. You should know that.
I'm just a baby. I can't control my venom.
Subby. Those responsible for the snakes have not been identified. They were cited and exceeding the legal possession limit of the rattlesnakes and for possession of undersized rattlesnakes. But that's not something you expect to see in someone's home.
But in West Virginia, apparently it is. Because that's why they went there, right? So there's the tip-off that, hey, man, they have more rattlesnakes than are legal. Like, that's a thing there. That's what cops do there.
Mm-hmm. You can't really go into Petco. You can go get a python. You can go get a boa constrictor, something
like
that.
But you guys have rattlesnakes.
But
so your pet, quote-unquote, you snagged it out. It's like someone saying, I have a pet squirrel.
Exactly. That's exactly
right. You brought a squirrel into your house.
You can't get one of these things, you know? It's like having a pet wolf.
Is it one of those deals, though, and I'm guessing just how West Virginia works, and I mean this in the best way, where, like, look, they finally legalized weed in a lot of states because people aren't going to stop smoking it. It's not that detrimental. Let's just tax them, make our money. So in West Virginia, like, we know they shouldn't own rattlesnakes, but they keep going out and grabbing them in their house anyway. So why don't we do this? You can have one.
They do give you one.
That's what I mean. To me, that's why that law exists.
Could you imagine a state giving you one wild animal?
What would you pick? Keep in mind, you want to say a tiger or a gorilla, but like you have to deal with this thing too.
Honestly, I think a squirrel.
Really?
You can take the squirrel?
Yeah, little squirrel buddy.
I think I'm going to take a raccoon.
You're not going to do anything exotic, like a koala bear. If you can get a raccoon, get a koala.
I guess you're right.
Oh, you mean I can get anything I want?
I thought it had to be like indigenous here.
No, it's your pet. It does not have to be indigenous.
Oh, I'm getting a sloth.
You know what? It's not a bad call,
man. I'm getting a sloth, man. I'm going to be sloth guy.
Because they're not...
You know what I mean? Like, hey...
Dare to dream.
Yeah, exactly.
But, no, you're right, because it's got to be low maintenance.
Sure. It just hangs there on you. Looks cute. Looks like a little Chewbacca, right?
And even if it wanted to attack you, it would take a month and a half.
Everything it does is all slow. Like, it eats slow, chews slow. You know what I mean? Just by... It'd almost be like taking your parents in, you know, when they get older.
Right.
So it's like, you got to take care of them.
But less maintenance.
Right, you got to feed them, you know, all that.
The only question, how often do they poop? How much poop is it?
I don't know.
That's it, because you're right.
I'd like to get a mini zebra.
Do they exist?
Not a mini zebra, excuse me. A mini giraffe.
Jesus Christ.
A mini giraffe.
We can't just make stuff up.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I mean, what are these mini giraffes you speak of?
Well, I'll breed it with a corgi.
I came up with this whole theory.
I'm going to have a mini giraffe farm. It was like 3 a.m. by a campfire, but it's a solid theory.
Okay. Yeah,
corgis and giraffes.
By the way, how high were you?
Yeah. thanks to our buddy, my buddy Dave. He says that was the 2014 Seahawks season.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
All right.
What's the craziest thing that's ever happened at your home? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Michael. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello?
Hola. Hola.
Hey. So my story is kind of low-key and... I'm certain it's not going to be as crazy as some of the guys who are going to come on after me.
Well, then, thank you for calling.
Yeah.
So I'm asleep one night, and all of a sudden, I get this odd smell that I can't seem to place. So, I'm asleep. I figure, you're imagining stuff, dude. Go back to sleep. I wake up in the middle of the night, have to use the restroom, and I still smell it. But again, half asleep. So I figure, you know, again, I'm just imagining something. Well, I wake up the next morning, and that smell is still there. I'm like, okay, what is this? I asked my family members, like, do you smell this as well? They're like, yeah. Well, my dad does a cursory look of our property, and he finds out that our gas main was ruptured.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and we were about to turn on our gas stove. Had we done that and we not found the leak? Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. If not a crater, a good sized hole in our. Well,
yeah, but I mean, but did it smell like natural gas the way most of us assume natural gas is scented to smell?
You see, this was the first time I had ever smelled it, so I wouldn't even know what that smell was before this happened.
Okay. Oh, man. Right. It's real easy to brush your butt up against the stove if you have one that's a gas stove or whatever and accidentally turn a burner on, or a dog will jump up there and do
but
it.
But now that we know what it smells like,
you can definitely smell it.
How old were you again when this happened?
Oh, this happened maybe a year and a half ago, actually, so it's pretty recent.
Wait, okay. You had never smelled natural gas up until a year and a half ago?
Well, yeah, because we didn't have much to deal with gas until we moved into this house, actually, which was maybe 2 years ago now.
All right. So, okay. Do you still live with your whole family?
Yeah. I mean, I'm working on getting out, dude, guys.
I was going to say, man, you need to get laid. Everyone needs to get laid.
Well, but, I mean, you know how bad rent is around here. It's like, if you can find some below $1,000, you're doing it well. But
yeah, they call it homeless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. We were looking today, actually. It's amazing how expensive it is.
Good luck on show 3,000, guys. Let me give you some phone dong.
All right, cool, man. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Yep. Take care.
There it is.
Boom,
heard it in a while. Very nice. Very nice.
I think I kind of like that guy.
Yeah, I do too.
Gas is harder to smell than propane, though.
I agree. You know? Maybe I don't know. I was just surprised.
They do scent it. There's no smell. There's a reason they put that in there.
Yeah, they put the
scent. You're alerted to it.
Yeah, I knew they did it to propane. I didn't know if they did it to natural gas,
yeah,
too.
So that you know there's a problem. By the way, just so you know, as far as sloths go, you're talking about if you could have any animal as a pet.
Right.
Sloths only poop once a week.
Sweet.
Wait. Oh. That's the good news. The bad news is when they poop, it's about half of their body weight.
Oh, wow. That's impressive. But think about the parties you could have.
I'm taking pictures of that every time.
Right.
Someone else says they would take a possum. Okay, so with koalas, because you're like, instead of a raccoon, get a koala. Koalas have chlamydia.
Oh, they do.
And they're mean.
Mm-hmm. I've heard they're mean.
Yeah, super mean.
And they're mean to you and you get chlamydia. What's the craziest thing that's ever happened at your home? 844-999-OLA. So that's a familiar story for a lot of people.
I once dated a koala. You know what I'm saying? Oh, mean as hell. Got chlamydia.
Got the chlamydia.
Yeah.
Angry.
Man, these bears.
Oh. Hello, Michelle. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. Okay, so this happened before we lived there, but we didn't really find out the specifics until we were watching a TV show. We happened to change the channel on the TV, and we saw this episode called Bird in the Backyard. And we're like, Bird in the Backyard? Okay, what's this about? It was on Lifetime. And the next page screen showed a house that we had lived in, rented for a few years. And apparently, a guy was killed and cut up with the chainsaw in the basement of the house that we lived in.
Before or after you lived there?
Before we lived there. So it happened before.
During.
And he was actually buried in the backyard the entire time we lived there, and we didn't know it.
So, wait, obviously they're not going to put that in the rent flyer. But when you're watching this and hearing the story and realizing that when you were there, you know, like, I don't know, your boyfriend went outside and peed in the backyard and peed on a corpse. Like, what is your reaction to this?
Well, first, our chins dropped. We're like, that can't be the house. So we had heard, we had moved out of that house, and then they never rented it, and then they ended up tearing it down to build, like, a business complex.
Is that how they found his body?
Yeah, so we had heard stories that they had found a body wrapped in plastic right where we walked and put our trash cans down, like every day. It was right there in the backyard, like literally feet from our back door. And we didn't know the specifics of it. And so as we watched the show actually told us, and it was like walking through our house and how the guy was killed by like the some sister's brother, and then they didn't know what to do with it, so they went across the street to the hardware store, which we used to go shopping, and purchased a chainsaw, and then right in the basement where we did our laundry, chopped them up into pieces. And then they said they stored them in this room. I only knew of one room, and there was one little room off of the basement that we used to store stuff in. And I guess his body was kept there for a bit, and then they didn't know what to do with it.
So wait, what kind of stuff did you guys keep in there?
Well, we had like, it looked like a pantry, kind of like a basement pantry with like a safe and stuff. So the weird thing was, is after we moved out, we had friends that told us, oh, your house was creepy. Oh, your house was creepy. And I'm like, what do you mean? Oh, no, we thought there's somebody in that house. And I'm like, I never got that vibe. And it was weird then to find out that after we moved out, there was a body buried. And there was this like unsolved mystery of this guy who disappeared. And the daughter was looking for him and couldn't find him. And they had to go back to all the renters to find out how long ago it was. But it was weird because we were going to pull up a camellia tree right there where the guy was buried. And
you said that he was buried where the trash cans were and stuff?
Yeah, like we walk over it like every day. Like we put our trash cans there and he literally was right below us in the ground.
I'm going to guess, other than the tarp around him, he's compostable.
Is that where that would go?
I guess he was wrapped in plastic.
Compost.
Yeah, he was composted. Okay. Yeah, it was interesting. It was, but the chainsaw and the thing, interesting thing is they had an old cement sink that we took. That we knew they were going to knock the house down because nobody wanted it. And I have that sink now, and where they describe where he was murdered was like right by the washer and dryer because they said he knelt down to go pick up something and then he was killed.
Wait. Hold on. Wait, you said you have the sink?
I have a sink. It was an old washboard. The house was built in 1930, so there was some cool stuff. And I had asked the owner at the time, hey, can we have the sink? It was kind of a really cool double washboard cement sink. So they said in the story, they said that he was like killed right there and then chopped up right there. So I was.
He was probably
like,
chopped up in your sink. I'm going to give you the bottom line.
I mean, probably rinsed some stuff off.
Right, exactly.
The sink. Man, oh man.
Yeah, it was. I mean, like I said, we didn't even know. We never had any issues. Our friends always thought the house was creepy, and then finding out there was a body, and then seeing it on a Lifetime, and it was the very first episode of the very first series.
What was the name of that episode again? I might have to go
find it. The series was called The Pacific Northwest.
It's called Buried in the Backyard.
They get our programming from nothing but here and still not get through with it for a year.
You realize how bad it is? You can have a series called Buried in the Backyard because you believe you can have multiple seasons.
Yeah.
Like, oh, dude.
Brought to you by Weber Grills.
Anyways, it was just really weird because we had heard stories about it. And then I remember years later, right after it happened, there was Como News. It was on the news in Seattle. It was in Puyallup off of Canyon Road.
I was going to say, the house on Canyon Road.
He was chopped up with a chainsaw, you said?
Yeah, he was chopped up and cut into pieces in a chainsaw and then put into pieces of plastic
bag.
That's
what they need to do. They need to have like a show with chainsaws. Everybody gets killed with a chainsaw, right?
Wow.
And then the commercials and the advertisers are like Still, Poulan, like all the major chainsaw brands, you know what I mean? They can get their exposure.
Man,
that was crazy.
Scott's Kim Long.
Yeah.
You read about it now, then?
Yeah, I mean, you just go to Buried in the Backyard, the first episode, first season. They're on season two, by the way. House on Canyon Road. 43 minutes.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
What's the craziest thing that's ever happened at your home? 844-999-OLAMAR. Your call's on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Jackson County, Georgia. Great-grandmother in Georgia used a pistol to scare a burglar trying to break into her home. Grandmother also had a few choice words for the burglar before firing off some shots. Gwendolyn Eggard has developed a rule or two in life after 79 years. She said, "I've always said, don't ever let someone come in and run out you out of your own home." Well, 9 days ago, a burglar went up the back stairs at her Jackson County home and broke a window to try to get in. Gwendolyn called for help. She called 911, and then she grabbed her gun. I said to him, "You come down these damn steps, and I'll blow your effing brains out." That's exactly what I said to him. She fired two shots, but missed both times. When deputies arrived, they found the male burglar hiding in a bedroom closet. "That's why I say she's my hero, that she could do this at her age. I was very impressed, and I'm thankful the good Lord took care of her," according to her mailman. "Trust me, God was in the picture because my legs were trembling. I was saying, 'Lord, have mercy, Jesus,' and then F
Lord,
at the same time.
Mercy,
it was all mixed in," she said. And the one quote that stands out the most, I said, "Mother effer, if you come any further, you're a dead son of a bitch." Our question, what's the craziest thing that ever's happened in your home? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Samantha. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys. How are you?
Hola. Doing well.
So, I got a story.
Perfect.
So, a couple years ago, when I was just living in my new apartment, I was asleep, and I heard a huge bang at my door, like a really loud bang. And I didn't understand why. My cousin got up and ran into the bathroom because he was living with me at the time.
Uh-oh.
And so my boyfriend at the time got up and went up to the door and opened it. And he looked outside, and there was about 15 police officers standing outside with big, huge, heavy artillery, like automatic guns, like the whole shebang. Like, they were ready to raid something. So I went out there, and they like grabbed him because they were looking for some guy. And so they grabbed him and they pulled him outside. And I went out there, and I put my hands up immediately because I was terrified. I was like, "Oh my God, what's going on?" And I looked around and saw him, and I said, "What are you doing here?" I identified myself and identified my boyfriend, and they're like, "Oh, well, we got a call about someone having a gun." And I'm like, "What? What are you guys talking about?" And I looked at him funny, and I said, "Are you looking for somebody named Marcus?" That was my neighbor's name. And they said, "Yeah, yeah, that's who we're looking for." And I pointed at the house across the street, and I said, "He lives over there. You got the wrong place."
So you already had a suspicion of who this could possibly be for then, based on the fact that you knew your neighbor?
Yeah, because him and his girlfriend, they got into fights a lot. I knew that he had kind of a rough history.
Well, but what did the cops do in that moment? Do they immediately just turn around and go raid that house, or what?
Well, so they were holding my boyfriend, up against a cop car. And when I told them where the house was, they were like, "Oh." They were just kind of stunned. And I was like, "Yeah, he lives in the other house. Let go of my boyfriend." And it was so ridiculous. And so I went back inside because I didn't want to deal with it, because I was like, "I don't want to deal with any cops. Not my thing." So my boyfriend stayed out there, and he was talking to them, and the cops just started playing dumb, like, "Oh, yeah, we don't even know why we're here." I'm like, "You obviously know why you're here if there's like 15 of you out here with big, huge guns and semi-automatic weapons."
But they never just went across the street.
I don't know, honestly. He wasn't home. He wasn't home. The girlfriend was home, but a friend, I guess, had called 911 because, like I said, they had a bad relationship. I guess her friend had called 911 and said, "He has a gun. You need to get over there now." And where I live, it's a really odd address, so it's easy to mix up addresses.
I know, it just seems to me, though, that once I find out where I do need to go,
Can I ask you a question? Can a pizza man get to your house? if he can.
You know, it's a good
thought. Yeah, seriously.
Guy from Domino's, bro, you should just ask me, man.
Says right on the receipt, man. You got to go around the back, then up the stairs. The light will be on.
It's all cool, man.
What's the craziest
smoke you out?
What's the craziest thing that's ever happened at your home?
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.